All right, diving right in today. Carbon monoxide.
Definitely a good one to deep dive on.
Yeah, I mean, it's been in the news lately with that awful incident over in Swanage, Dorset.
Oh, yeah, a real tragedy. Makes you realize how important it is to understand this stuff.
Absolutely. Three people lost their lives and four more hospitalized.
And potentially all from carbon monoxide really drives home the point.
Yeah. And that's why we're here, right? To really break down this silent killer, as they call it, especially for, folks in care homes who might be more vulnerable.
For sure. And you hit the nail on the head calling it silent. That's what makes carbon monoxide so dangerous, right? You can't see it, smell
It's
it.
very sneaky.
Yeah, it just kind of creeps up on you. And it's everywhere too, not just care homes, any place with fuel burning appliances.
Right. So what exactly is it? I mean, where does it come from?
So basically it's a byproduct.
Right.
When you burn fuel like gas, oil, wood, coal, if the combustion isn't complete, you get carbon monoxide.
And that's bad
And it
because.
basically it displaces the oxygen in your blood, binds to your red blood cells, and that's what leads to poisoning.
And that's what can be fatal. I
Exactly.
think some people might assume that it's only a problem with like older appliances,
Yeah.
things that are breaking down. Is that true?
Not necessarily. You're definitely right that older appliances, they might be more at risk if they haven't been maintained properly. But even a new appliance, if it's not ventilated well.
It could still produce carbon monoxide. And
Exactly.
you mentioned the symptoms earlier, but I think it's worth repeating because they are so easy to miss.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's like headache, dizziness, nausea, feeling weak. Sounds a lot like the flu, right?
Or just a bad day even.
Exactly. So people often don't realize what's happening until it's too late.
So let's get into the practical stuff. What can we actually do to protect ourselves? I know regular maintenance is key, but what does that actually look like?
So the most important thing is to have any fuel burning appliance serviced every year by a qualified technician, of course.
So that is boilers, water heaters.
Yep, fireplaces, furnaces, gas stoves, anything that burns fuel.
And what are they checking for?
Well, they'll be looking for any leaks, obviously, making sure the appliance is burning fuel efficiently, and crucially, that it's properly ventilated, that the fumes are being vented outside.
So it's not just about keeping the appliance itself in good shape, but also how it interacts with the space it's in.
Yeah, exactly. It's a system, right? The
Yeah.
appliance, the ventilation, everything needs to be working together.
Okay, so annual service. That's a big one. What else?
Carbon monoxide detectors, absolutely essential.
And I'm guessing not just any detector will do.
Right. You want to look for one that meets recognized safety standards. Like in the US, that would be the UL mark. In Europe, the CE mark.
And where should you put them?
Okay, so the general rule is to have at least one on each level of your home or care facility. And then especially important is to have one outside each sleeping area because, you're most vulnerable when you're asleep.
You're not going to notice the symptoms if you're out cold.
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, a detector is only as good as its batteries, right?
Oh, for sure. Test those batteries every month. It just takes a second. And replace them at least once a year, or as the manufacturer recommends. Some of the newer models even have those sealed 10-year batteries, which is great.
Peace of mind.
Definitely. One less thing to worry about.
So we've got regular maintenance, we've got detectors, anything else?
Ventilation. Can't stress this one enough.
Yeah, good airflow. It makes sense.
It's all about making sure there's enough fresh air circulating to dilute any carbon monoxide that might be building up. So that means making sure that vents aren't blocked.
No dust bunnies.
Exactly. And nothing's obstructing the airflow. You'd be surprised how often things like bird nests can cause problems.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah, it happens. And even just cracking a window a little bit, especially in a smaller room with a fuel-burning appliance, that can make a difference.
Just get that air moving.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's good general advice for anyone, right? But we wanted to focus on care homes today. What makes them different?
Well, the big difference is that the residents are generally more vulnerable. They might have reduced mobility, underlying health conditions that could make them more susceptible to carbon monoxide poisoning.
So the stakes are even higher.
Yeah, definitely.
Are there any specific measures that care homes should be taking to address those risks?
Absolutely. Staff training is absolutely paramount. They need to know how to spot the signs of potential CO poisoning. and how to respond quickly and effectively in an emergency.
So like a fire drill, but for carbon monoxide.
Yeah, exactly. Regular drills are crucial. Make sure everyone knows their role, what to do if the alarm goes off.
Which is tougher, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't see the danger.
Exactly. It's an invisible threat. So that training is all the more important. And it's not just about the staff. Residents need to be aware, too. Even just explaining to them what the symptoms are, encouraging them to report anything that feels off, could be huge.
Yeah, building that awareness, that culture of safety.
Absolutely.
What about, are there other specific things that care homes should be doing in terms of, like, safeguards?
Regular safety audits and risk assessments are really important. So that means checking the age and condition of the heating systems, how efficient the ventilation is, making sure all appliance maintenance is up to date.
So it's like a proactive approach, trying to catch those potential problems before they become emergencies.
Yeah, exactly. It's about having multiple layers of protection, mm-hmm. you know, training, awareness, regular inspections.
Like a safety net.
Exactly. And of course, emergency preparedness is crucial. Every care home should have clear protocols in place for suspected carbon monoxide poisoning.
Like what to do, who to call.
Exactly. Evacuation procedures, how to get medical help, how to contact emergency services. Every second counts in these situations. So having a plan and having practiced that plan can literally be life-saving.
This has been really eye-opening. I mean, carbon monoxide is clearly a serious threat, but it's also really empowering to know that there are things we can do to protect ourselves, to protect our loved ones.
I agree. Knowledge is power, right? And we just want to give people the information they need to stay safe. Not scare them, but empower them.
I like that. Empower, not scare. Well said. So to all our listeners out there, as you go about your day to day, what's one thing you can do differently to prevent carbon monoxide poisoning, whether it's in your own home or for someone you care about? Think about it. Because like you said, knowledge is power, but action is what makes the real difference.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Until next time, stay safe out there.
Stay safe.